Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our series on why a property sells, and more specifically, setting your price.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about why a property sells, and we're going to continue that conversation, specifically head on to the biggest topic of pricing. Pricing the property to be successful in a sale in a timely manner, optimizing your opportunity, but not making a mistake by missing the market.
And that can happen so quickly. It's interesting because in the last, year and a half, the level of available inventory to be purchased has declined rather substantially. People simply aren't selling their property. Now, as the economy picks up, they're not forced to sell in a number of instances. They didn't lose their job. They didn't whatever would have motivated a person to sell out of distress. Things are pretty good right now. And in a number of instances, we've gone through that recessive period for the last few years of, did it make sense to move or should I just add another bedroom to this house?
I think things are good and we have a more conservative frame.
Yes.
That we're using as consumers, yep, saying, I don't need to reach and I probably shouldn't reach because this could all happen again.
Well, everybody remembers what happened a few years back.
The memories, like, there's still a little raw spot there. Let's talk about value. Let's talk about pricing and how to set the price. There's a lot of opportunities to set your own price in residential real estate. I have someone that we're writing an offer today and they said, well, on Zillow, it says this should be the price. Let's offer this price, Marcia.
Now, interestingly enough, do you agree with what they had stated? And if not, what did you do about it?
That's right. Well, Zillow is, there's actually a way to look right on Zillow on how they do the formulas they do and what the accuracy ratio is statistically.
A regression analysis,
thank you. You could use the real words or I could make some up here.
There you go. Whatever.
But the same concept in regards to the, it's interesting, it's a range. I don't always disagree and I don't always agree.
Right.
It's overgeneralizing from a great distance. And real estate, it's the functional obsolescence of a floor plan or the location next to a busy street cannot be identified in Zillow's pricing.
Well, on top of that, I've also noticed a formula that involves if there's an excavation of earth and a room created out of that, they may not count that as the square footage of the property. And you may have, on a side hill, you may have a ground floor step out on the level ground, but as you go to the other end, it's up on the uphill side.
I would say they have a lot of data, whether they can handle it accurately, it's questionable. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.